Gold to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have the amazing and specially blessed Jonathan Gray here, our ancient Christian archaeologist from New Zealand. I consider an apostolic and prophetic teacher that teaches me every time I have him on, and blesses you with his website and his videos and his ebooks from beforeus.com, BEFOREUS.com. Jonathan, we're doing some amazing stories today, and I'd like you to continue your storyline. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I just thought we'd talk about suppressed discoveries and cover-ups that are going on. We need to realize that what we're hearing in the media and in the news often is very sanitized stuff that they only want us to hear. They don't
right.
want us to know the truth.
Okay, I'm sure you got some wonderful vignettes and pearls of spiritual, I call manna, or wisdom for our soul. Please tell us some of the stories.
All right. Well, one of them actually is, pardon me, I'm having trouble with my voice today.
Yeah.
One of them actually is the story of Jonah and the whale that people just don't understand. How could a whale swallow a man and vomit him up and man still survive?
Right.
I love skeptics. After all, I was one, Dr. Bill.
Right.
And when this woman started laughing, I was serious, and I said, "What are you laughing at?" And she turned toward me and said, "See what I'm reading here? Oh, come on, this is hilarious." "Well, you've grabbed my attention," I said. "What is it?" But she said, "Well, in this old book, it says a man was swallowed whole by a whale which spewed him up alive. Are there any supporting records from archaeological digs that could say that this is possible?"
Right.
Well, here was something that just screamed out for investigation. And archaeology does penetrate into some many surprising aspects of ancient life, not least being historical records.
Right.
And the story of Jonah is the incredible tale of a disobedient prophet who was swallowed by a whale for a great, or actually, as the original scripture says, a great sea creature.
Right.
And then vomited out on the shore. And after his shocking experience, he reluctantly accepted a commission to visit the dangerous city of Nineveh, capital of Assyria.
And by the way, Nineveh was no little city, too. It was
they refused to turn from their wicked ways.
A giant city, too. Please continue.
Oh, yes. That's right. Now, skeptics criticize the biblical account because of the miraculous content, which includes several things. You've got a Mediterranean storm, both summoned and ended by God. A massive fish appointed by God to be in the right place to swallow the prophet after he was thrown into the sea by the ship's crew. Jonah's survival in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Or his resurrection from certain death after having been vomited upon the shore.
And by the way, they threw him in the ocean because they did a passing of lots to figure out why the ship was under such a curse in bad weather. And the lot eventually fell on him. And that's why they threw him into the water, because they had done a disturbance of what's called lots to determine who is the reason why we're into such great tribulation in terms of our ship and going to all of us die in the sea. And a lot fell on Jonah and said, "We've got to chuck this sucker over the side of the ship." And they did. Please continue.
That's right, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, investigating this very carefully, I must be frank, the result stunned me. What did our research uncover? Simply this. In actual fact, Nineveh's turning around now makes perfect sense given Jonah's extraordinary arrival upon the shores of the Mediterranean and the prominence of Dagon, the fish god worship, which Nineveh worshipped. And Dagon was a fish god. Actually, he enjoyed
Let me insert something. Dagon is the same name as the fish god that the Palestinians worship. Please continue. Right?
Yes, that's right.
Please continue.
Okay. Now, this fish god was very prominent among the pantheon of Mesopotamian and Eastern Mediterranean countries. And images of Dagon have been found in palaces and temples in Nineveh and throughout the region. Now, in some cases, Dagon was represented as a man wearing a fish. In others, right. He was part man, part fish.
And do you know the reason? Let me tell you something as to reason why. Do you know why they refer to this as Dagon as part man fish? The
Go
reason
ahead.
Is Dagon refers to a extraplanetary amphibious reptilian super being from the star system Orion called the Alpha Draconis, which actually the planet actually in ancient times rotated in its north pole pointed directly toward Alpha Draconis. You said mentioned that before. So Dagon is the same name that they refer to in South Africa as the Chitahuri, and in Oceania they call the Naga. Dagon is the name in the Palestinians and the Eastern Mediterranean and Nineveh. They're referred to as a Draco Reptilian. These are the highest order of the evil extraplanetary demonic entities that indwell our people on Earth, including our leaders even today. It is the Dagon spirits of the Draco Reptilians. Please continue.
Now the point that makes this whole thing make sense is this. What a better heralding of a divinely sent messenger to Nineveh could Jonah have had than to be thrown up out of the mouth of a great fish in the presence of witnesses, for example, on the coast of Phoenicia, who happened to be down by the shore and saw the man thrown up where the fish god was a favorite object of worship.
Exactly.
Now, an incident like this would have inevitably aroused the... It would have aroused a great interest among the people who worship the fish god.
And all the high priests that run the place, right?
Yes. So that a great multitude of people would be ready to listen and follow the message from this man who comes out of the fish.
Right.
And
you must be saying truth became, in a sense, they probably were deceived.
The very center of worship.
Exactly. So they would have think, well, this guy is speaking for Dagon because some Dagon-type fish god come vomiting up on the coast. Please continue.
Yeah. Okay. Now, some scholars have speculated that Jonah's appearance, no doubt a bleached white from the action of the fish's digestive acids on his skin, would have been of great help to the cause. And if this was the case, the Ninevites would have been greeted by such a man whose skin, hair, and clothes were bleached ghostly white, a man accompanied by a crowd of frenetic followers, many of whom claimed to have witnessed him having jumped out of the fish.
Wow.
And Jonah only needed to cause enough of a stir to gain himself admittance to the king. And the king, believing Jonah's message of imminent doom for himself, would have the power to proclaim a citywide day of fasting and penance. Now, according to the biblical story, that's exactly what happened. So we see that given the caveat that Jonah was spewed upon the shore by a great fish, Nineveh's repentance follows from a very logical progression.
Yeah, I think, in fact, the judgment on Nineveh was delayed. Was it 20 years or 40 years until they fell back into apostasy? But, in fact, the repentance of the king of Nineveh and his high priests delayed judgment on Nineveh, didn't it?
That's right.
Wow.
Now, why
And I believe, like, America is like Nineveh right now. I think America is Nineveh. the mark of the beast is coming from America. We have the last bit of grace, and we have a fallen high-level Scottish Rite Mason called Donald J. Trump, who is a patriot and a businessman, but remember, the definition of evil is doing right in your own eyes. And this man is capable of great evil because he's got great intentions. Please continue.
Yeah. Now, supporting testimony that Jonah did exist, and this is not just a fairy tale, in the 3rd century BC, a Babylonian priest historian named Berosus wrote of a mythical creature named Oenes, which actually is a variation of the word Jonah,
right,
who, according to Berosus, emerged from the sea to give divine wisdom to men.
Right.
Now, the curious thing about Berosus' account is the name that he used, Onesis. And
right.
Berosus wrote in Greek during the Hellenistic period in the 3rd century BC, and Onesis is just a single letter removed from the Greek Junos. And the whole thing, actually, it's the same name. It's the same person. And we have extra-biblical corroboration of that event in the writing of the Babylonian priest historian.
Right. And by the way, how big the city is, I'm going to give a few definitions of the size. They were so, the walls were, I think, 60 feet high and so wide you could have 3 chariots on the top of the wall. The walls, rather, was 20 miles long and a big giant, you know, cube. This is a giant city. This is, even in my modern standards, is a huge modern city. It was not like a little settlement. This is like a massive city, like the size of New York or Los Angeles. It's like one of the biggest cities on Earth. Please continue.
Yes, it was. And, pardon me. Nineveh actually was the capital of Assyria. Now, it's interesting today that the country of Germany is descended from the Assyrians who migrated later on into that area.
Isn't that interesting?
Anyway, it turns out that Jonah was not an imaginary figure invented to play the part of a disobedient prophet followed by a fish. He was part of Israel's real history, and Assyrian history and Babylonian history recorded it.
You just made an interesting comment. The German people were descended from Syrians, so the Syrians in Syria are actually of Germanic descent.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
For quite a few years, skeptics said that Nineveh never existed.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible's just full of stories. And the skeptics, of course, have been proved wrong. The city was rediscovered in the 19th century after more than 2,500 years of being lost. That was
right.
After its eventual destruction. For 2,500 years, there was no Nineveh until
right.
It was rediscovered. And the skeptics, of course, were shouting themselves hoarse that the Bible is another fairy tale, here it is. And the skeptics, of course, were proved wrong.
Right.
And the Bible has always, in a battle with skeptics, come off as top. And the skeptics have come back second best.
Right. Amazing.
And then, of course, if you're talking about the size, Dr. Bill, the size of the city. The skeptic says it couldn't have been so big as the Jonah story in the Bible says. But it's now believed to have been the largest city in the world at the time of its demise.
Right.
And according to Sir Austin Henry Layard, who chronicled the rediscovery of Nineveh in his archaeology report, at Nineveh, the circumference of Greater Nineveh was exactly 3 days' journey, just as recorded in the Book of Jonah.
Right.
Now, that's a big... That if you're on foot, take you 3 days to walk around it.
Wow.
And prior to its rediscovery, skeptics scoffed at the possibility that so large a city could have been existing in the ancient world.
Yeah, and that, by the way, is in Assyria, what we call Syria, where all these things are going on right now, right?
Yep.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back with the amazing author, prophet and apostle, Jonathan Gray. Do I command you to order books and videos at his website, beforeus.com, for your blessing.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Can't hear the bumper. Here it is. And welcome back. Amazing Jonathan Gray. Your website, and let's repeat again, before, beforeus.com. You must visit it.
Now, what about the fish? Could such a fish exist that could swallow a man?
Please,
well, the great fish of the book of Jonah is sometimes translated to be a whale, but the Bible in its original tongue doesn't actually specify what sort of marine animal swallowed Jonah.
Right.
Most people assume that it was a chelaulot, also known as a sperm whale. It may very well have been a white shark. The Hebrew phrase in the Old Testament literally means great fish. And the Greek used in the New Testament simply means sea creature.
Right.
Now, could a sea creature in the Mediterranean, sea creature in the Mediterranean Sea, swallow a man whole? Well, there are at least two species of Mediterranean marine life that are known to be able to swallow a man whole.
Right.
And these are the cachalot and the white shark. And they do. Both creatures do prowl the Mediterranean and have been known to sailors since antiquity. And Aristotle described both species in a 4th-century work that he wrote.
Right.
And so any skeptic should at least approach the subject with an open mind.
And some of these are really big. I mean, like the great white
as a fairy tale.
And some of these are really big. I mean, we're talking about like giant versions of the great white.
Yes.
Now, I was an oceanographer before I went into medicine. I can tell you, people underestimate the size of giant jellyfish, giant sharks, giant whales.
Yeah.
These are colossal beyond your imagination, aren't they? Please continue.
Oh, yes. Now, I'd just like to raise a few scientific questions here. The first question being, when Jonah was swallowed by the great fish, what kept him from being digested, that's first of all, and secondly, where did Jonah get air to breathe?
Right.
Inside, what would the man breathe? And the skeptics will often suggest that the survival time would be measured in minutes before the supply of breathable air would be exhausted. Now, in response to that, in our limited understanding, we may never know exactly how everything happened. For no matter how much knowledge we do have, we never can match the knowledge of the Creator who wants to bring something about.
Oh, yeah. Anybody trying to think they can know more God that has no past and future, knows everything, is a moron. And that includes, by the way, Satan. People have to understand the intellect of Satan. Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe. And he's like a minuscule fragment of nothingness compared to the intelligence of God. And mankind, without the Creator, without our Creator indwelling in us, we are no match for Satan, are we?
That's right. And just because we do not understand fully how something was done does not mean that it did not happen or does not exist.
Exactly.
And from my experience in archaeological work, I'm convinced that there should be no doubt that everything that was stated in the Bible as having physically happened really did take place.
Right.
But I always like to get to the bottom of a mystery, despite that.
Right.
And let's take the word swallow, for example. It says Jonah was swallowed. Now, it's very possible that the type of sea creature that swallowed Jonah may not be in existence now. But after saying that, we can still ask, are there today great fish large enough to swallow a man whole? And there are. And any aquatic creature could be referred to as a fish. And we know that there are whales, blue whales and sperm whales, which, and even sharks, the great white shark and whale sharks and basking sharks, that can swallow a man whole.
Right.
And the sperm whale actually grows to a length of 70 feet. And its esophagus is approximately 50 centimeters, that's 20 inches wide. And sperm whales don't have to chew their food. So Jonah could have been swallowed whole.
Oh, yeah. They don't have teeth. They don't have teeth.
Two marine scientists from SeaWorld in San Diego have hypothesized that it was a great white shark that probably swallowed Jonah. And this brings us to what could have actually happened.
Right.
For starters, we're looking at some kind of very large creature that lives in the ocean and can also be found in the Mediterranean Sea. And so that we have an idea of each animal's size, a Boeing 737-600 is actually about the size of one of the fish that's in the Mediterranean Sea in the water.
My, my.
So the blue whale. So an airplane that carries many passengers whole is about the same size as that sea creature. That's a very interesting fact. And we don't have any doubt that they could swallow a man whole.
Right. I'm actually in the ocean, being an oceanographer, and seeing these whales. It's transformative to see how big they are.
Yes.
They're like godlike creatures. They're like... And they're intelligent, too, by the way. You can tell, even though they're kind of telepathic, you can tell they're like, these are not stupid animals, are they? Please continue.
No. Now, the blue whale is the largest of all known living animals.
Right.
And blue whales grow to an average of 80 feet long. They can weigh 100 tons. The larger ones are about 100 feet long and weigh up to 174 tons. And the larger of the blue whales has a heart that weighs about 1,000 pounds. That's 450 kilograms. And its heart is about the size of a Volkswagen car. Just the heart of the blue whale. And a human could crawl through the aorta.
Wow.
That's how wide the blood vessel is in the blue whale.
Wow.
A man could climb inside.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, because the blue whale is a baleen whale and can only only eats things that are fairly small, and the esophagus is a little under a foot in width, the largest animal in the sea could not have swallowed Jonah, this largest one. But
right.
So we have to eliminate the blue whale, to be honest, from the list of creatures. Let's move on to the second one, the sperm whale. The sperm whale actually usually swallows its food whole. Among things that it's known to swallow is the giant octopus, which the giant octopus of 23 feet from arm tip to arm tip weighs 400 pounds, and the largest known giant squid is 66 feet long. And the sperm whale actually has been known to swallow both of those.
Wow.
And the sperm whale subsists for the most part on octopus, whose bodies are often larger than that of a man and have frequently been found whole, totally whole in the stomach of the sperm whale.
So they'll be the best candidate, the sperm whale.
It seems so, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
And the size of the sperm whale's stomach is at least 10 feet by 10 feet by 10 feet, often larger, or about the size of a small room in a house.
Plus, it's going to have an air pocket in it too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. So in the sperm whale, we have an animal that is large enough. It lives in the proper sea and ocean waters. It swallows very large food whole, and it regurgitates harmful contents from its stomach.
Right.
Okay, so that would seem to be the candidate that is most likely.
Right.
Now, what about digestive juices? What kept Jonah from being digested? Wouldn't the stomach acids have dissolved Jonah? That's a good question. It's a fair enough
right.
one. Okay, let's take a look at the whale's stomach. Like the cow's stomach, it is multi-chambered.
Right.
But we'll only concern ourselves, say, with the first two chambers. In the first stomach chamber, a smaller extension of the esophagus, food is crushed. The second chamber is where digestive juices are released to further break down food. And this would appear to solve the acid problem. There's no acid produced in the first chamber. The only acid Jonah would have been exposed to would have been relatively small amounts, gases mostly, I would suspect, from the second chamber.
Right.
So the sperm whale seems to be the most likely candidate still.
Wow.
It's large enough, it lives in the proper area, it has a very large stomach, it swallows very large food whole, it regurgitates harmful contents of its stomach, and it has no or very little acid in the first stomach chamber. Okay. Now, it has been claimed that whales don't secrete digestive juices until the animals they swallowed alive have died. But gastric juice would be extremely unpleasant, but not deadly. And it can't digest living matter because otherwise it would digest the walls of its own stomach. So until what it swallowed is dead, no dissolving takes place. That's a very fascinating scientific fact.
Right.
Now, what about breathing? Where did Jonah get air to breathe? And I suspect the survival time would be measured in minutes before the supply of breathable air was exhausted. All right. This, again, is a fascinating fact. Whales breathe air and are capable of staying underwater for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. However, they can remain underwater longer if they feel afraid or if they are wounded. They do not breathe underwater. They are mammals like we are. They breathe above the surface, and they have huge lungs and an amazing ability to conserve oxygen. So the question is, how did Jonah breathe air in the stomach? Probably not comfortably or very well.
But there's open passageways between the airs and the lungs and the stomach. I mean, there's not a valve there. It's an open passageway, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Now, whales, because they are oxygen breathers, will swallow air to help in buoyancy. And there will be air to breathe of a sort of the air necessary to enable a fish to float. So Jonah did have air to breathe that the fish brought into him. In reality, there are several possible ways in which Jonah could have received oxygen. What if Jonah got stuck in its throat, for example? Jonah could be breathing air and the whale coughed him out because he wouldn't go down into the stomach. Now,
right.
Haven't you ever got something stuck in your esophagus and instead of swallowing it, you spit it out?
That's actually very possible, very possible, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting possibility. And this creature does force air into its multiple stomachs when breathing, or rather when going head first out of the water, as it might do in swallowing Jonah, for example, catching him in midair. And this couldn't give Jonah enough oxygen to survive a deep dive.
Right.
So isolation of the stomach from the respiratory system of the whale somehow had to be bridged.
Right.
And it's interesting, the book of Jonah does say this, that God prepared the fish. Now, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. That's the actual word.
He had prepared him, right? Prepared him. Wow.
Yeah, prepare means make ready.
Back in a moment with more amazing from Jonathan Gray, beforeus.com, B-E-F-O-R-E-S.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All free, no charge, from Dr. Bill and the Lord God. And welcome back. We have the amazing Jonathan Gray. I'm so blessed every 2 weeks when we have you on. And, of course, you're back on in 2 weeks' time, which is going to be on the 6th of November. Wow. Please continue.
Yeah, okay. Now, as we mentioned before the break, God worked it out by he prepared, he made ready for Jonah the whale, the fish, so he would be able to live inside it and then be spewed out.
Right.
And how it was prepared is not stated. However, in the event that the animal was made sick, it would not be digesting feed properly and would very likely be gasping close to the surface of the water all the time with its mouth open and thus getting air into the stomach that way.
So in other words, the animal might have been sick before he even swallowed Jonah.
Oh, yes. A sick whale, through habitually diving for food, would not eat or stay long at depth as necessary to protect Jonah.
Ah, okay.
Also, due to a stomach ache, the whale might frequently resurface and force in new air. And our limited understanding versus that of the Creator, we've got to admit, in any case, why do we need to put a human perspective to answer something that an all-powerful God can do?
Exactly.
If we accept that he created the entire universe, then why could he not provide for someone to breathe inside a fish?
Right. But you see, God is not a violator. God doesn't even violate his own science. He creates a situation where something natural through just some extraneous issues can permit something that, in a sense, is supernatural, but it's by God's designation, right? Like creating a sick fish, they could just swallow him, right? Please continue.
That's right. And it's simply not possible for us as mere humans to fully understand our Maker and what he can do. We're not made that way. And when we do we put God on our terms. We're told we must go to him by faith.
Right.
Now, although we do not know all the facts, we cannot be certain in what way God prepared the fish. We might place this on an ever-shrinking list of unusual and remarkable events depicted in the Bible that we can prove it did happen, but we cannot explain.
Right.
And that being said, the list gets smaller as we gain understanding about the natural world. And I have confidence that this will eventually be explained in the context of natural laws governing the universe anyway.
Right.
Now, what about the length of time? The stated 3 days of Jonah's confinement does not, in the understanding of the yeast in which Jonah lived, does not mean 72 hours. It simply means part of 3 days and three nights, a sequence. It simply means the event took place in 3 calendar days, which could be as little as 26 to 30 hours.
Right.
Could a man live inside a whale for more than a very short time? The answer is yes. The heat might be oppressively uncomfortable for him, but it would not be more than 104 to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, according to experts.
Right.
And this temperature, though fever heats to a human being, would not necessarily be fatal to human life.
Right.
Now, I would like to just share, in the time that we have, 2 modern reports. Reports of events that corroborate the possibility that this happened to Jonah. So I'm talking about an event that took place concerning a cachalot whale. A man was taken into the mouth of this whale, and in this instance, a United States vessel sent out a small boat to chase a cachalot. The boat was bitten in two, and that frequently used to occur in the days before gun harpoon was invented. And one of the crew, his name was Marshall Jenkins, went down with the whale as the beast sank in its death agonies. And it came up for a last breather, and as often happens in such cases, it vomited. And together with the remains of the most... it brought up Mr. Jenkins, depositing the whole man amongst the wreckage of the broken boat. How about that?
Whoa, was he alive or dead?
He was alive.
Wow.
Now, let's talk about a sperm whale. And this took place in 1891. And the incident was carefully investigated and confirmed by a committee of French scientists, one of whom was editor of a magazine in Paris, well known as a man of sound judgment and a careful writer. And two separate accounts have been published of this event, one by the captain of the whaling ship and the other by one of the officers. And this is what happened. In February 1891, a whaling ship named Star of the East was in the vicinity of the Falkland Islands, and the lookout sighted a large sperm whale about 3 miles away. So they launched two boats, and in a short time, one of the harpooners was able to spear the fish. The second boat attacked the whale, but was upset by a lash of its tail, and the man was thrown into the sea. James Bentley disappeared. Now, the whale was killed, and in a few hours, the great body was lying by the ship's side, and the crew were busy with axes and spades removing the blubber. And they walked all day and part of the night. Next morning, they attached some tackle to the stomach of the whale, and they hoisted it on deck. And the sailors were startled by something which showed signs of life. And inside was found the missing sailor, doubled up and unconscious.
Wow.
He was laid on the deck. He was treated by a bath of seawater, which soon revived him. But his mind was not clear, and he was placed in the captain's quarters, where he remained for 2 weeks as a raving lunatic. He was kindly and carefully treated by the captain and by the officers of the ship, and gradually he regained possession of his senses. At the end of the third week, he had entirely recovered from the shock and resumed his duties. Now, during his time in the whale's stomach, Bentley's skin, where it was exposed to the action of the gastric juice, underwent a striking change. His face, neck, and hands were bleached to a deadly whiteness and took the appearance of parchment, and his clothes had already rotted off his body.
Wow.
Now, Bartley affirms that he would probably have lived inside his house of flesh until he starved to death, for he lost his senses through fright and not from lack of air. And he says that he remembered the sensation of being thrown out of the boat into the sea and dropping into the water. But there was a fearful rushing sound, which he believed to be the beating of the water by the ship's tail, the whale's tail, by the ship. And then he was surrounded by great darkness, and he felt he was slipping along a smooth passage of some sort. And it made him move further forward. Then he realized he had more room. He could easily breathe. But he says the heat was terrible. And according to the record, he did report that it was not the scorching, stifling nature that he was in, but it seemed to open up the pores of his skin and draw out his vitality, and he became very weak and became sick at the stomach. He knew there
electrolytes,
was no hope
probably. Electrolyte problems.
Pardon?
Yeah. Electrolytes. Go ahead. Please continue.
Yeah. There was no hope of escape from the strange prison he was now in. And he was staring death in the face, and he tried to be brave, but the terrible quiet, darkness, and heat, combined with the horrible knowledge of his environment, overcame him. And the next he remembered was being in the ship's, ship's cabin of the captain. A couple of days later. And according to the record, the skin on his face and hands never recovered its natural appearance. But the man's health was fully recovered. And so was
so in other words, always bleached white, or parchment white.
That's right.
Wow.
Very, very interesting.
In other words, all melanocytes in the skin were bleached out of his, wow.
That's right. But his mind recovered, as did his body, and he was in good spirits and fully enjoyed the blessings of life that followed. And the whaling captains say that it frequently happens that men are swallowed by whales, and so it's not a rare thing. It does happen. And the whales become infuriated by the pain of the harpoon and attack the boats. But they have never previously known a man to go through the ordeal that James Bartley experienced and come out alive as he did. When they returned to England, Bartley went to a London hospital to be treated for the injury to his skin, but what occurred is not in the record. He's known to be one of the most hardy of whalemen.
Wow.
Now, a scientist, one of the most careful and painstaking scientists in Europe, investigated the whole matter also, and he says that the account given, these are his words, the account given by the captain and crew of the English whaler is worthy of belief. There are many cases reported where whales, in the fury of their dying agony, have swallowed human beings. But this is the first modern case where the victim has come forth safe and sound. After this modern illustration, he says, I end by believing that Jonah really did come out from the whale alive, as the Bible records. And a curator to a large museum has actually stated that the temperature of the blood of a whale is about 2.7 centigrade above the temperature of the human body. So on the Fahrenheit scale, it would be 104.6, or high fever heat. Now, a report of this incident occurred first in the New York World, April 12, 1896, and then in the London Times, and several issues of progress reports of the man were given in the newspaper. So we have records of the time confirming the event of that particular time.
Is there a symbological reason why the swallowing by the whale and the vomiting up was one of the reasons why God did this symbology? What's the symbology behind it?
I think what we've got here is the next player, God. We've got three of the four major players, Jonah, Nineveh, and the man-eating fish. Now, all that remains is the fourth ingredient, and that is God. And skeptics will scoff at the miracles described in the book of Jonah, as if there were no mechanism by which such events could occur.
One minute left. I want to make a quick statement. I think that these miracles indicate that God showed this remarkable event of the swallowing because he's going to demonstrate that God was behind it, and that the miracles of even the repentance of the king of Nineveh was, in a sense, the people of Nineveh and the king were actually swallowed up by their own culture, and then God literally vomited them up out of them, and they could repent. That makes
sense? Yes. Okay, now, if the Creator is above the natural realm, then he is outside it, he's above it, it's not therefore controlling him, he can control it.
Exactly.
And all the circumstances recorded in the story are under God's control. The remaining player, the one that makes it happen, is God. We can believe.
Is this story on your website as a book or a video or a e-book?
I do have it available